This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. After years of being stuck, wages in this economy have finally started going up. Workers with the right skills in a tight labor market are finding they can shop around a little bit. Same thing in China, kind of. The comparison is imprecise because there are hundreds of millions more workers there than there are here. But the 2 months after Lunar New Year are traditionally known as job hunting season. Marketplace of China correspondent Jennifer Pak has that one from Shanghai.
A job fair at a mid-level Shanghai hotel. More than 100 bewildered job hunters mill around dozens of booths set up by eager employers. Some recruiters are so fired up, they're grabbing job seekers in the hallways outside. You looking for a job? This woman asks. Come and see what we have, says this man. Most of the recruiters are here because business is booming and they need more workers, or because their staff have quit. Chen Zhiqi is with the leading job site, Zhaopin.
Employees usually receive their annual bonuses before the lunar year, so those who want to change jobs will do it after the holiday.
Sometimes it can happen abruptly. Deng Shiheng is a sales executive at Huijia Fitness.
I had a colleague who received his annual bonus, then left the next day at noon. That was a bit much.
Deng Shiheng himself has switched industries at least four times over the last 8 years. He's part of the so-called job-hopping generation, whose members will quit readily if they can get better salary or benefits with another employer. Other workers like Wang Jingyi say salary is important, but it's just as important to like the job.
And I need to know if there's space for promotions and good prospects in the industry.
This is a shift from her parents' and grandparents' generation, who knew what it was like not to have enough to eat and rated job stability more highly. But Wang Jingyi is not here today to look for work. She's a manager at China Life Insurance, and she's come to recruit. So how many people quit her company over the holiday period? She wouldn't say, but she did tell me she's looking to fill 20 positions.
It's hard to retain talent. Not many people have the persistence needed to do a sales job.
A 2016 study by the networking site LinkedIn found that only 1 out of 8 workers in China stayed in the same industry for more than 2 decades. That's half the number of people who did the same in the U.S. and Canada. So how do firms in China cope? Janet Hu is a headhunter with Jishi Talent. She says some firms are wising up to the post-New Year exodus.
Some companies will split the bonus, sometimes into 3 payments, to prevent sudden talent loss.
Other firms rely on perks. Chen Rei is with a Hong Kong design company called Yirong International. He's looking to recruit 15 people for the Shanghai office.
For employees who have worked with us for more than 3 years, we will give their parents cash and gifts twice a year.
He says the company offers other benefits, such as no compulsory overtime work and giving workers Saturdays off, which is unusual in China.
We also organize training each month and travel tours for the staff twice a year.
And if all that doesn't tempt employees to stay, the companies can look for new ones in what has become the job season, when recruitment fairs like this one are held somewhere in China almost every day. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.